It's Reformation Day. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer on Mission Network News. Today we'll examine power changes in the Middle East and how sometimes ministry is not only Bible studies and evangelism on college campuses. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. On Tuesday, Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri announced his resignation. The move was a key request of protesters who took to the streets on October 17. Pierre Husni, executive director of Horizons International, says the resignation is a move in the right direction. However, Lebanon is not yet out of the woods.
When a prime minister resigns, the next step is that the president would appoint a new prime minister and form a new cabinet. But that's not exactly in line with the demands of the protesters, because the demands of the protesters are that the president himself would also resign, and that the president of the parliament would resign as well, and that there would be early elections for a new parliament, which would be elected of all non-sectarian candidates, and that then they would vote to have a new president and a new prime minister and a new cabinet.
Protesters have revealed not just a desire for change, but an openness to interfaith conversations.
And we are hopeful that the openness that we've been seeing among Syrian refugees to the gospel will also start spreading to Lebanese Christians and Muslims.
Please pray for society to continue growing more open to the gospel in Lebanon. Meanwhile, it's one thing to hear a problem, but to see it with your own eyes is life-changing. Lynn Cowell, author and speaker with Proverbs 31 Ministries, recently traveled to India and met a Mission India adult literacy class. One out of every four Indian adults is illiterate, but Mission India's adult literacy classes teach reading, writing, and math skills at a sixth grade level. Cowell says when she met the class, she was especially moved by how the teachers share Jesus.
40% of the students in these literacy classes typically become new Christians.
Cowell says she loved meeting one woman in the adult literacy class named Sunita.
Sunita became a student in a class in her community. And after going through that class, she became a believer in Christ. When we met her, her face literally just beamed with confidence, a confidence that had come from knowing Christ and from the skills that she had gained through not only becoming a member of these classes, but becoming a leader in her community.
It's not hard to support educational and spiritual transformation in India. You can sponsor a literacy student with Mission India for just $40. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And the focus of campus ministry may not be what you think. According to York Moore of InterVarsity, outreach is centered on the concept of the campus itself.
A lot of times people conceptualize campus ministry as doing evangelism, discipleship, Bible study, missions to a campus population as if students were targets. And that is not at all how we conceptualize campus ministry. We care about the institution itself.
Instead, college is where future leaders are now wrestling with ideas that will impact the direction of the country. InterVarsity is preparing for future generations of students by caring for the institutions now.
The university isn't just a place where learning happens. The university is a source of power in our culture. It creates culture and it creates leaders for the next generation. And so if we're going to be serious about, say, reaching the world or seeing culture change in America, we better make sure that the university is high on the list.
Please pray for these students and universities that they'll change culture in a positive way. And if you're a student, consider joining a college ministry group like InterVarsity or starting one of your own. You can also pray for the students in your life as they struggle with questions of faith and make difficult decisions about their futures. Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your gift of any amount will help us continue to advance the stories that reveal God moving around the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.